Next week, Anzac Day. Mm. We all understand the significance of that, and we all understand, hopefully, the significance of Perth legacy and legacy as a whole. They've looked after the families of those that have given the ultimate sacrifice on many occasions, being at war. Rob Rakovic is the Executive Officer for Perth Legacy. They're out in the rain today and they need your help. Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Millsy. How are you going?
We're doing all right, mate. Tell us what's happening today.
Today we've got our street appeal, Millsy. As you know, you've been a long-standing supporter of Legacy, and thanks again to 6PR for putting us on the radio this morning. Today we're collecting for our Anzac street appeal across the city and at many, many railway stations. And we've got our ADF uniform guys in the city today. And we're collecting to look after the families of those that have lost a loved one.
Mm. And so for people that aren't aware of what Legacy do, I mean, it's not until you get involved that you realise, wow, they do a lot more than what you think.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we look after about 75,000 people nationally and about 1,500 kids. So here locally in WA, we've got about 7,000 beneficiaries, which includes, you know, the widows of those that have lost their husbands. And there are some widowers, so those guys that have lost their wives as well. We've got about 50 or 60 kids on our books and about 50 disabled wards, and we look after them for life as well. And it's everything, Mildy. It's everything from providing education support to providing emergency special aid, utility support, especially with our elderly. We look after them over the winter period in terms of their energy needs and heating and cooling in summer. And we just find that people are desperate, and we try and fill a gap that others can't fill. So we're trying to pick up the pieces for those families, you know, who have been shattered by the loss of someone, and Anzac Day is a special time to remember that.
Rob, we tend to think of World War One, World War Two, the Vietnam War, the Korean War as the times when people lost loved ones at war. But, of course, there's a lot of more recent deaths of Australian servicemen and women.
Yes, there is, mate. And contemporary veterans that have seen service since 1991 or the first Gulf War, we've probably seen between 65 and 70,000 Australians serve in operational areas overseas and are still serving at the moment. And unfortunately, the losses that we incur after they come home are the sad ones. We have a high rate of mental illness in some of the guys that have served, and you know, we see that on the front page of the newspapers. So we look after the families of those that have subsequently lost their lives as well, or died from, you know, injuries and illnesses since they've served, and we pick up the pieces for those families as well, recognising their service.
As Millsy said, you do an amazing job, and we all know people, well, we know Legacy children as they have become known. Not quite your area of expertise, but you might have a view. You would have heard and read, like all of us, that women will be up the front for the Anzac Day parade next week. Well, have you got a view on that?
No, I have a strong view. I think it's fantastic. You know, I've got two daughters myself, and I'm a very, very proud dad. I'm also very, very proud of the ladies that have served, and they have been at the front line of service since World War One. Quite often people forget about, the nurses that served, and also we've got pilots flying, you know, helicopters these days for the Navy and the Army. There's women all through the Defence Force and all over the world serving in United Nations missions and other things like that. Yeah. We've got a little legacy bear which reflects that. It's a little World War One legacy nurse. And so they're out for sale today.
Yeah, fabulous. All right. Well, keep up the good work, Rob. I know you do a lot of good work with all your team there, and we wish you all the best today. If people can't make it into the city or they don't see a collector, I encourage you to get online, legacy.com.au. You can make a donation. And when you sit back on this Anzac Day, hopefully as you pay homage to those that have given so much to us, you can think back, you know what? I've done my little bit to help those that have actually made the ultimate sacrifice. And that is to give. Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
Thanks again, guys. Thanks very much.
Rob Rakovic, there, Executive Officer of Perth Legacy.
And well done to you, Mills. You've been a very strong supporter of Legacy, and good luck to you for doing that. It's, you know, they need awareness, and that's great that we can give people the awareness. They are out in the rain collecting, as we said today, so I reckon it'd put a smile on their faces if you dropped a dollar coin or something similar into the little tin.